prayers and acceptable and right? But there are a whole bunch of people who think like this. That's why I'm talking about this point. So Umar ibn Sa'd was not Tariq al-Salat. He didn't quit prayers. Yazid was not Tariq al-Salat. He prayed the Friday prayers on a Wednesday because he was drunk. He was not Tariq al-Salat either. So are we stupid enough to consider the hollow prayers without the concept of walayat to be enough to judge that a person is right just because he's praying and fasting? Everybody was praying. Even Yazid was praying. Who cares? Without the walayat, which is the root of Islam and the essence of the entire religion. So if you're living in the time of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, before you even think of talking to me about how much prayers and fasting you have done and charities you have done in your life, these are all things related to the furu' deen, please. We are not there yet. First answer to the basic question, which wali do you follow? You follow Mansur Dawaniqi to be your ruler and legitimate ruler and mawla and wali and imam? Or you accept Imam Sadiq alayhi salam to be your wali? First thing first, don't even talk about your prayers yet. If you're living in the time of Imam Ridha alayhi salam, answer to this question first. Do you follow Mamun al-Rashid, who poisoned the infallible imam, to be your wali and mawla? Or you follow Imam Ridha alayhi salam to be your wali and mawla? Answer to this question first. If you're living in the time of Imam Askari alayhi salam, first answer to the question that do you follow Mansur, you follow Mutawakkil Abbasi rahmatullahi alayh to be your legitimate wali and mawla and ruler, or you follow Imam Askari alayhi salam to be wali, your wali and mawla and ruler? Answer to this question first. The same Mutawakkil who used to cut the hands of all those people going for the ziyarat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Isn't that right? The right hands need to be cut. So he put his soldiers, his security forces at the border of the city of Karbala. So anybody who is coming for the ziyarat of Imam Hussain, you need to get your right hand cut off. And this woman showed up, and the soldier of Mutawakkil said to her, "Extend your right hand so I can cut it." And she extended her left hand. And the soldier screamed, "Didn't you hear what I said? Extend your right hand." And she still extended her left and said, "Well, I don't have a right hand because my right hand was already cut by you guys when I visited Karbala for the last time. I only have a left hand remaining." So before you even talk about your prayers and fastings, please, first things first. Let us know, do you follow Mutawakkil Abbasi to be your wali and mawla and ruler? Walayat comes first. I already said in the beginning of my speech, in Islam we say all roads lead to the walayat of Ahlul Bayt. So do you follow Imam Askari alayhi salam to be your wali and mawla and ruler? Or you follow Mutawakkil, the tawhut of that time, to be your ruler? That's the first question. Nothing goes before it. And if you happen to live in the time of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, the same is a question we are going to ask to ourselves. Do you follow the tahuts of today? Or you follow the walayat of the wali and mawla of our time, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and his deputy? Answer to this question first. Imam Salih alayhi salam says in his hadith, لَا يَسْتَمِعُ حُبُّنَا وَحُبُّ عَدُوِّنَا فِي جَوْفِ إِنسَانٍ. Our love and the love of our enemy doesn't combine in the middle of a person, in the middle of a human. So inside you, there can only be one love. And then Imam recited this ayat of Holy Quran that I wrote in the red color, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِلْرَجُلٍ مِنْ قَلْفَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِهِ. Allah did not make two hearts in the middle of a person. So we have only one heart. We learn in the light of the verse, and the hadith that we have only one heart, and one heart is a place of one love. You cannot have two. So love of the Prophet in Ahlul Bayt is exactly the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah commanded us in the Holy Quran to love them. So their love is equal to the love of Allah. That's only one, that's one love. So anything that you love has to be for the sake of Allah and the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt. So if
somebody wants to combine the love of Tawhid or inclinations towards the Tawhid
with the love of Ahlul Bayt and the Prophet, you must understand this is not going to combine and nobody's going to buy it. And you will be counted to be with the Tawhids here, you will be counted to be with them in their grave, and you will be counted to be with them on the Day of Judgment for infinity.
Okay, so...
So how much ta'at and obedience is required? That's what my teacher Ayatollah Jawadi Amri Hafizahullah was saying in his tafsir, that how much ta'at and obedience, what is required is tatbeeq between alimut takween and alimut tashreeq. It's a beautiful point that I want every single person in this hall to understand and not miss out on this point. So we have alamut takween, which means the world of existences. Takween is derived from the Arabic word of kaun, which means existence. Alamut takween, world of existences. And we have alamut tashri', the world of the legislature, the world of the sharia. So we humans and the jinns, we are the only two creatures which fall in the world of tashri', alamut tashri', the world of the legislature, because the sharia laws applies on the humans and the jinns only. So we belong to alamut tashri', and all the rest of the things are part of the alamut takween, the world of existences. The world of existences is already perfectly obedient towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Imam of time. There's zero disobedience. Whatever Allah has formatted, designed, commanded, they are doing exactly the same. You can put a carrot in front of a tiger and wait for a million years, and the tiger is never going to consume the carrot, because Allah has already commanded him what he's supposed to consume and what he's not supposed to consume. And the tiger never, ever, ever disobeys what Allah commanded him. And you can put meat in front of the horse and wait for a million years, and the horse is not going to eat it. You will be wasting your time, because you need to understand horse belongs to alamut takmeen, the world of existences. And there's zero disobedience towards Allah in the world of existences. They do how they are commanded. Period. You are wasting your time. Any disobedience, and you are talking about alamut tashreeq, the world of legislature, the humans and the jinns. Some of the humans and the jinns are the odd creatures in the whole universe. Everything else is perfectly obedient. So every Quran says, إِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُصَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. So we understand in the light of the ayat that every single thing is doing the tasbih of Allah, but you guys don't understand. So my teacher said in the tafsir that everything is doing the tasbih, glorifying, and doing everything is doing the praise, the hamd of Allah. Everything is abid, everything is doing the ibadat, busy in the ibadat of Allah, and everything is zakir, busy in the zikr and yad and remembrance of Allah. So every existence in the universe is musabbih, performing tasbih, and hamid, doing the praise of Allah, and abid, doing the worship of God, and zakir, busy in the remembrance of Allah. Everything. So that's why, maybe one of the reasons why our Urufa don't even pluck a leaf from any tree without a reason. So why are you decreasing one existence from doing the tasbih of Allah? So we don't need to learn no animal rights or other rights from anybody. So-called claimants of human rights. So we we have the best of the rights already told by the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wa salam.
So now that you understand about the Alam
al-Takween, the world of existences,
and Alam al-Tashri',
the world of the legislature, which we humans and jinns belong,
and my teacher said the purpose why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Sharia is Allah wanted us who belong to the world of Tashri',
world of legislature,
to become, to match the behavior of the world of the Queen, the world of existences.
We should match our behavior with the world of existences around us. Just like they are perfectly obeying Allah without any disobedience, we should also behave well and learn how to perfectly behave well towards our Creator without disobediences. Just like we find zero disobedience towards Allah in all the existences around us. There's zero disobedience. They are doing what they are commanded, performing the assigned task. Whether we understand or we don't understand, that's our ignorance.
Now let's move forward about,
do we know the Alam al-Takween? Or the limits of the Alam al-Takween? We don't even know the limits of Alam al-Takween. The Alam al-Takween is also a very huge world. So, and Alam al-Takween is also a very huge world where we need to, before I go to the video,
let's go to this slide first. Because if we deny and disobey the walayat of the Imam of the time, that's what we learn in the light of the ayat of the Quran, which says, Ya ayyuhar rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik, O the Messenger, convey what has been revealed to you from your Lord. Wa in lam taf'al, and if you don't do, fama ballaghta risalatahu, then you did not convey the risalat, the messengerhood, the messengership. So we find if the walayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam and the walayat of Ahlul Bayt is not conveyed, if the message of walayat is not conveyed by Rasulullah, his entire risalat and messengership goes down the drain. You didn't do nothing. You didn't do the risalat. Risalat and messengership of Rasulullah is the entire Islam. Isn't that right? So everything that he did goes down the drain without the walayat. So that's exactly what we understand, that Islam minus walayat is equal to zero. Whether somebody likes it or not, if you are practicing Islam without the walayat, you must understand that this is the status of Islam without the walayat. So let's go to the limits of Alam al-Takween and see
a little bit about that. I don't know what's why it's not working. Let me go back to the presentation and find out. We can run it through here. Let's see the
Alam al-Takween, the world of existence is around us. Thank you.
So here you find the trick, and that's where we discovered the fact that we human beings don't even know the limits of the Alamut Takwin, the world of matter around us. There's no way for us to discover even the limits of Alamut Takwin, and our scientists say from one end to the other, our Milky Way is 1 billion light years. We have no tools and means to even understand the details of all that. We don't know no limits of the world of matter, and where the world of matter ends, that's where the first heaven, sky number one, starts. So who are we? And what do we know? What we know is so little as compared to what we don't know, that it will be true to say that we know nothing. So what do we know? And everything that exists in the entire universe is perfectly obedient to the Imam of the time, whereas some of the humans standing tiny on the planet Earth and showing their arrogance and takabbur in the face of Allah and His law. It's true that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said this and this and this, but you know what, Maulana, my opinion is like this. That's exactly what happens, and that's what I say. Please, when you come to an Islamic center, please leave your opinions at home. We are not here to worship your opinions, anybody's opinions. We are here to worship Allah, according to what Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said.
Allah.
That's how some people are, showing their arrogance and takabbur in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although we are actually nothing. In the real sense, we are actually nothing. That's what our Urafa used to say. I remember Imam radhiyallahu anhu used to say, Ma hichin, har chas toi. We are nothing. Everything, whatever is there is you. See what Imam Hussain al Islam had said in Dua of Arafah. Mada wajada man faqadak. What did the person find who lost you? What did he find who lost you? Somebody who lost you, what did he find? وَمَلَّذِي فَقَدَ مَنْ وَجَدَكْ. And the one who found you, what did he lose? And that's so true, if we understand. So Muslims, not the Islam, let's be reminded, Muslims got divided, Islam was one and is still one. Muslims got divided into 73 sects. And if you want to create the real unity, which we love to create, and we support the concept of unity, it requires us to reverse the cause of division. And the cause of division is to for that some people didn't accept the walayat of the wali appointed by Allah. Isn't that right? So if you want to reverse the cause of division and you start accepting the walayat of wali, there will be no division any longer. So against the common enemies, which are the taghuts, the tawaghit. So we find that in a world of injustice, we truly thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with the walayat and imamat of an imam like Amir al-Mu'mineen wa Imam al-Muttaqeen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Standing for the justice and the social justice, comprehensive social justice system of Allah that tomorrow Imam Mahdi al-Islam is going to implement.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with the imams who are the imams of justice. So let's have a look at the world around us for a few moments. This is the nightline, this is the skyline of, beautiful skyline of Chicago. Now let's move forward to Cleveland. That's how Cleveland looks like in the night. we really thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with the walayat of our imams who stand for justice against every injustice and tyranny and oppression going on in the world. That's how Cologne in Germany looks like. And that's Copenhagen. Denmark, the home of the insult of the Holy Prophet in the name of freedom. That's Denver, Colorado. This is Las Vegas skyline. And that's London. And this is Moscow. This is how Moscow looks in the night. And this is Paris, Eiffel Tower. And that's Vienna. We really thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the justice of the imams against the oppressions. And this is the skyline of Gaza. It's exactly how it looks like in the middle of the night. So, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us the concept of justice. We really thank and we cherish about our imams, who are the imams of justice. Because Islam truly is a religion of justice. And we find the Bush administration, you can see how many lies have been spread when it comes to the Iraq war, and how many false statements have been made, whereas in Islam, we have no room for any lie in Islam, and we have no room for any collateral damage, killing the innocent civilians in the name of collateral damage, whereas Islam says it's haram to kill the innocent people. The civilian people, we don't harm the women in Islam, we don't harm the children, we don't harm the ill and the sick, we don't harm the crops and plantations, we don't harm the cattle. But you find uncountable number of civilian casualties have taken place in the name of freedom.
The head of the evening news each story the next evening on NBC News. And we went home to edit. And 3 hours before the tapes were to be broadcast, I got a phone call from the president of NBC News, Michael Gardner. And he said, "John, we're not going to show your tapes. And in fact, we are never going to show any tapes that you make again. You're fired, and we will not broadcast these tapes." And I said, "Well, all the networks have their offices in the same little area of Manhattan. Let's call up CBS." And I went over to the phone booth, and I called up CBS, and I wound up speaking to their executive producer. He said, "Come on, show me the tape." So I showed him the tape, and he was astonished, because nobody had seen anything like this before. He said, "Well, we'll broadcast the tape. We'll put it on tomorrow night. And let me tell you something. Every time those bozos at NBC see you on CBS and you kick them in the teeth again, they'll be sorry they didn't broadcast the tape, because this is the right thing to do. I'll broadcast it." And unfortunately, 2 o'clock that morning, he got a phone call, and he was fired. And it doesn't take long for that type of word to filter out amongst the networks. And there was no way this tape was going to be shown in the United States, and it never was.
So we really thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the wilayat of our imams who stand for justice.
Amen.
These are some of the most significant benefits that we get by believing in the wilayat of the imams. First of all is the izzat, the real dignity, life with dignity, not life with insult and humiliation day in and day out. By following the wilayat, you ensure the life of izzat and sharaf, and the life of sa'adat, the spiritual and eternal success, and the life of hidayat and uncompromising guidance, and the life of hurriyat, the real freedom, not the pseudo freedom, but the real freedom. That's what Islam talks about, that's what we cherish about, and the itminan and spiritual peace and certitude, and the ilm we have access through the imam towards the limitless divine knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the basirat, the factual insight and awareness about the realities around us, and also the furqan, that means the power to distinguish between the haqq and the batil, the righteousness and the falsehood. So in the light of the Holy Quran, we learn that whoever has taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ فُرْقَانًا. Allah provides furqan for him. And in the tafsir, our scholars have interpreted that furqan is, so in the light of the tafsir, we understand is the power with which you can distinguish between haqq and batil. So anybody who cannot distinguish up till now between what is haqq, righteousness and truth, and what is batil, falsehood, must understand there is something missing in his or her own taqwa. Because if we have taqwa and piety, Allah has already promised in the Holy Quran that He will provide furqan. If I can still not distinguish between haqq and batil in my life, that means I myself am missing the taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us to understand and to practice the ma'arif of Quran and Ahlul Bayt. Let's read the dua before we end. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل الكفار والمنافقين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين رسيب الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين.